it's rainy. Rainy, rainy, rainy. And it's the sort of rain that's it's not really a downpour, not so much that you can enjoy a good rain, just enough that it sort of spits a little bit and just barely worthy of turning on the windshield wipers just so that they squeak at you rather than just smoothly whisk the water away. But decent day today. I'm anxious to get home and finish the owl illustration. You can check that out. I've been sort of updating on my blog, my sketchbook blog, which is isoban.blogspot.com. Go check that out and you can see where I'm at. Traffic is really kind of backed up here. I saw on several websites today and yesterday there was a NASA report that was discussing the possibility of massive solar storms in the next few years. And on Twitter, there were quite a few people that were sort of passing that back and forth and talking about it. It's sort of amazing, really, that such a thing as that seems so unlikely to most people. There were more than a few comments of disbelief that something like this NASA report would even be a story, given all the problems of the world and the economy and the various things that are sort of assaulting us. People were just incredulous. You know, why would we even consider this newsworthy when blah, 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 we're trying to solve X, Y, and Z, and they're talking about fantasy solar storms that will wipe us all out, and it's just more doomsday heresy or doomsday hearsay and that sort of thing. I've got to say, my brain does not exist in the same universe as people who think that way, because not only is the potential for something like a solar storm knocking out our electrical grid, really putting some serious damage on us, not only is that a possibility, it's virtually a certainty. At some point, that is going to happen. People, you really got to wonder, why are people so bad at understanding that the more complicated our civilization and our society gets, our infrastructure, the more, as Scotty said, you overtake the plumbing, the easier it is to stop up our drain, the easier it is to really throw it into chaos. One of the points that were brought up is, well, if this sort of thing had happened in the past, we would have noticed, and if it hasn't happened in recorded history, then why, blah, 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 blah. Well, there, again, it has happened. It has happened and has gone relatively unnoticed, because in the past, you didn't have the very vulnerable electronic and technological infrastructure that we have today. That is precisely what makes us vulnerable. We cannot survive, certainly not in the shape that we are now, without our technology for any real length of time, and that's been proven to us over and over again. I don't know, it just sort of got under my skin that people consider these things fantasy. It's not fantasy, it simply will happen at some point. Hopefully not anytime soon. On that note, that lovely cheery, just thought I'd cheer the room up note. I'm going to concentrate on driving in the wet weather. And I hope everyone, wherever you may be, is having a lovely afternoon.